Yes, the sun is up in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be another comfortable day of about 90 degrees, rain showers and so forth. Not dampening any spirits, so big storms moved through here yesterday as we are here with a special live edition of the Steve Gerber Show. The Amway Center, right over my shoulder and behind me, we're looking over Church Street Market. So we're right here in the heart of downtown. And I can tell you the number of Trump supporters in town is growing by the minute. There have been people in line here at the Amway Center for, I don't know, 36 hours now. People wanted to get in and get the best seats possible. There are 22,000 seats inside this arena, and 100,000 people are expected to try to get in, apparently. More than 200,000 actually applied for those tickets. So it's quite an event, to say the least. At the same time, you look at the events for other candidates. Joe Biden, honestly, this is not a joke, is struggling to fill diners. And that's incredible, struggling to fill diners. Now, the big story for today that's going to be top of the newscast all over and top of the page is the president's announcement that he will begin by way of ICE removing millions of illegal aliens in a week. Millions, he says, will be deported because they don't belong here. And he's going to follow through on his campaign promise. And I want to bring you to some sound on this, because concerning three countries where the illegals are streaming out, the Trump administration said its patience has simply run out. And I want to go to bite number 11, because they've done this review of what's going on. They've worked with these other countries. They've made a deal with Mexico, has the Trump administration, to make sure that you have about 7,000 National Guard troops on the southern border with Guatemala there to make sure that the influx slows down, because it's not just Central Americans and Mexicans and South Americans. We now know that there are Africans coming in from all over Africa. There are people coming in from all over Southeast Asia, because they know once they get to Mexico, they can make their way in. So let's go to bite number 11. It's part of the concern for the administration. Bite 11.
We completed a review, and previously awarded grants and contracts will continue with current funding. State Department assistance and supportive priorities of the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security priorities to help the Northern Triangle governments take actions that will protect the U.S. border and counter transnational organized crime will also continue. We will not provide new funds for programs in those countries until we are satisfied the Northern Triangle governments are taking concrete actions to reduce the number of illegal migrants coming to the U.S. border. Working with Congress, we will reprogram those funds to other priorities as appropriate. This is consistent with the president's direction and with the recognition that it is critical that there be sufficient political will in these countries to address the problem at its source. As Secretary Pompeo has said, these nations have the responsibility to take care of the immigration problems in their home country.
And there you have it. That's the evaluation that has come through from the State Department. And that's why you hear the president now saying, listen, we have to stop this at the border. We have to work with Mexico to make sure they're sealing their southern border, which that deal's been put together. And we have to go farther by removing millions of illegal aliens in the country right now. Expect to hear all of these themes tonight here in Orlando, Florida. In fact, I want to go down to the street level now with Tudor Dixon reporting down there right outside the Amway Center. Tudor, are you with me out there right now? Tudor Dixon, tell me what you're seeing. What's going on?
Yes, this is right outside of the Amway Center. As you can see, this is where the party is going to be tonight. There's tons of people. We can't bring it all. We're going to be here all night. Rally, we're going to be bringing you everything up.
All right, there you have it, Tudor Dixon. There's going to be this huge party down there, like 45 Fest, I think is what this thing is called. 45 Fest, you'll have rock and roll bands, country music bands. It's just a big celebration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump. All right, so we have the guest. Is that right, Alex? Liz Harrington here. Liz, welcome to the program, RNC National Spokeswoman. Liz, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We only have a couple of minutes here, but tell me about some of the things that we expect to hear the president say when he takes the stage sometime around 8 o'clock tonight.
He's going to be talking about the great 2.5 years we've had since he took office and the recovery and the great booming economy. I know you're talking about immigration. We're making, you know, no thanks to the Democrats, we're making really good progress to fix that crisis on the border. There's so many things, the record amount of judges that are being put in that will really have a lasting legacy of restoring the Constitution and freedom into our country. And record lows, unemployment across the board. There's just so much to say, defeating ISIS in Syria.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Liz. We only have about a minute here. But the president tweeting out yesterday that millions of illegals will begin being removed from this country next week. How do you see that playing out in the election cycle as well? We've got about 1 minute.
Well, the president, this has been an issue from, you know, day one, 4 years ago when he went down that escalator, and he's doing everything he can to address that problem. And we've got Mexico that's actually helping more than the Democrats are in Congress and, you know, using every resource necessary, because think we've already had over, we're on pace for 1 million illegal immigrants that are coming through.
Right.
Because of our asylum law loopholes. So this is a problem. It's a crisis. Can't keep track of these people. We can't vet them. They're being exploited by cartels. It's a humanitarian crisis, absolutely, and it's a national security crisis. So the president's doing everything in his power to fix it.
Liz Harrington, RNC National Spokeswoman, thank you for dropping in here with us today. Of course, the big event, I think Donald Trump will be on stage about 8 o'clock tonight. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, a special edition of the Steve Gruber Show live from Orlando, Florida, where the sun is up, the trains are rolling through, and pretty soon Donald Trump will be rolling in for that big announcement a little bit later from the Amway Center. Quick break and some final thoughts on hour number two right after this.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.